Today is April 19th, 2024. I'm TJ Gentry, and it's time for another Daily 180, 3 minutes in God's Word. All this week and next, we're considering this question, wise or foolish? In order to answer that question, we're each day asking a more specific question. All of these are based on readings from Proverbs. This week we're in chapter 1 of Proverbs, and today we come to the final question for the week, and it comes from the last verse of Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33. Here's the question. Are you safe and secure? Safety and security are big business these days. People spend a lot of money to put security systems in their homes. Look at many of the keychains that people walk around with, and you'll see that they have all kinds of implements and instruments for self-protection. We all want to be safe and secure. Well, the foolish person, by not accepting the call of wisdom to turn and to walk in the wisdom of God, that foolish person, they put themselves at risk. Proverbs 1:33 says, whoever listens to me, that is to wisdom, will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil. There are three promises here and an expectation, and they help us answer this question, are you safe and secure? Because the wise are safe and secure. The expectation is that you will listen to the wisdom of God. It will go against conventional wisdom. It will go against your strongest instincts at times. But we all need to listen to the wisdom of God. And when we do that, the promise is we dwell safely, we're secure, and we have no fear of evil. You show me someone who is constantly afraid, and I'll show you someone who's struggling to listen to wisdom. You show me someone who only fears God, and fears God in the right sense of reverencing Him, I'll show you someone who's listening to wisdom. So, wise or foolish? That's our question. Do you fear or despise? Do you hear? Where do you walk? Will you turn? And today, are you safe and secure? My friends, my prayer is that all of us, by receiving the wisdom of God, following His direction, will enjoy the safety and security that listening to wisdom brings. And I pray for those of you who are not dwelling safely, you're not secure, you're fearful. I pray that you would turn and listen to the wisdom of God, and that wisdom is telling you, place your trust in Jesus Christ. Amen.